Really Happened radio show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Aloha, America. Welcome to the show. It's Wednesday, May 29th, 2013. Hump day, middle of the weekday, starting that long, slow glide down to Pow Hana Friday, and hopefully what'll be a relaxing weekend. Probably a little bit more relaxed for some, when we look at some of the news we're going to be reporting here today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Manny is sitting in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble and ready to answer the phone when you call on in. Story right here at the top. Apparently in an interview last night on HoustonFreethinkers.com, Adam Kokesh canceled his plans for an armed march into Washington, D.C. So congratulations to everybody who was out there thinking this was a really dumb idea. And as you know, on yesterday's show, Cindy Sheehan thought it was a bad idea. Oath Keepers thought it was a bad idea. I certainly thought it was a bad idea. And as of right now, Kokesh has canceled his plans for the armed, at least that's what he said last night. We got it on video. He's canceling his plan for an armed march into Washington, D.C. on July 4th. He's still trying to encourage people to do armed marches in the state capitals, but I think the momentum and the initiative has been yanked out from under this whole situation. And again, regardless of whether Adam himself was legit or not, if this was just an attempt to bolster his publicity and build his name, the opportunity for the government to create a crisis to demonize guns and gun owners was going to be too great for them to pass up, especially with Obama dealing with Triplegate. And now that Kokesh's march is off, we can put the focus back onto Triplegate, which is what we're going to be doing here. Now, somebody put together this wonderful video called Nixon Obama, and it is a video comparison of sound bites from Richard Nixon and Barack Obama in dealing with the emerging crises and scandals of their second terms. And the parallels are striking. Both of them said, oh, I didn't know. I only found out about it from the news media. And it's just, it's uncanny how much Obama is basically emulating Richard Nixon's playbook to try and deal with these scandals. And the scandals continue to grow, and they're not going anywhere, certainly not at all. The one that is still being ignored and downplayed, of course, is Benghazi, which is, I think, the biggest scandal of all. But they're trying to put the focus over on IRS and Department of Justice, and they're screaming Eric Holder should resign or he should be fired, which, again, would be a very Nixonian thing for the Obama administration to do. Apparently, NBC is reporting that the scandal of targeting of political dissidents spread far beyond the Tea Party and the Occupy groups. They're finding more and more of these letters coming out that this was being done. As we reported yesterday, the Internal Revenue Service is now trying to lock down all of their internal computers so that nobody can get access to anything that might be potentially embarrassing. Lois Lerner, of course, who is sort of being set up to be the scapegoat for all of this, is on paid administrative leave from the Internal Revenue Service. And now there are some questions being raised regarding her prior history at the Federal Elections Commission. And this is an important avenue to be exploring because we know there's massive vote fraud taking place in the United States of America. Our national elections are not counted by any private citizens groups. They're not even counted by the government. They are counted by a privately owned corporation called the Voters News Service. They keep changing their name back and forth. This is a private company owned by the TV networks and a couple of key newspapers. They claim to count the elections fairly. There is no oversight and no review. And then the next day they tell you who your leaders are going to be for the next 4, 2, or 6 years. And it is a huge, huge scandal. And now it looks like Lois Lerner's embarrassment at the IRS is going to bring renewed scrutiny onto whether our elections are fair or honest. Going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
I'm American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
What do you need? You need Paracord. CampingSurvival.com is providing you U.S. military 550 Paracord. 550 tensile strength. Military specifications. Made in the USA. Available in 3,000, 1,000, 600, 300, 150 links. You can purchase yours now at CampingSurvival.com. Lowest prices on Paracord. Huge selection. All ready to be shipped. Black Paracord 1,000 feet. Only $39.83 right now on CampingSurvival.com. But wait, use the code FREEDOM when purchasing and save 5% off. Paracord is a unique material used for many different reasons. Get yours from CampingSurvival.com now. Confidence born of preparation. CampingSurvival.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Politicians and preachers once sometimes told the truth. We didn't throw war's first stone and sacrifice our finest youth. With no video games or cell phones, a house felt like a home. Children fought and played together and stayed upon a computer alone. Big MacDonald had a farm, then he opened a burger joint. We've drowned in fat.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. I'm watching the stock market right now, and the plunge protection team is trying their hardest. They're trying to get it back to the green, and it's just a huge fight between wishful thinking and the obvious reality of the economy. We're going to grab a phone call here. We're going to go with Glenn in Philadelphia. Aloha, Glenn. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Glenn, are you there?
Yes, I am here. Wow. I got cut off just as the bumper music was coming on. That was strange.
Oh. Okay, well, it's gremlins in the system. You know, we've got that hamster in the wire wheel. If he goes to sleep during the commercial break, then some of the systems stop working.
Ah, okay, very good. Mike, you often talk about how, you know, non-news distractors, things that don't affect their personal lives, and usually they're like of a trivial nature or sensational nature or celebrity stuff and all that kind of garbage.
Yes.
But I was thinking there's another kind of distractor rather than being small that is very big, and that is you know, the modern apocalypticism of so many sorts. And I've noticed I've heard you address some of this stuff. When we were kids, you had everybody knew about the San Andreas fault out on the West Coast and the idea of California falling into the ocean, and we even saw it in the original Superman movie and that sort of thing. Well, now it's like, it's almost like the marketing guys have figured, oh, we need to be able to do this for the central U.S. and the eastern U.S. as well, because now we have apocalyptic earthquake fault zones marketed for the central U.S. in the form of the New Madrid fault. So you often hear that touted now.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then for the east coast, you have the La Palma Island, Cobre Vieja, you know, volcano mountainside that's going to slide into the sea and wipe out the whole east coast.
Mm-hmm.
So there's always this constant, you know, if they're not giving us, you know, trivia, then they'll give us apocalypticism on the other hand.
Well, it's a little more complicated than that. I mean, from the point of view of the media, of course, anything that's sensational is going to sell more newspapers or attract more viewers to your channel. I mean, remember the whole thing about the killer bees and Y2K and the rest of it. But for a lot of scientists, they have come to understand that if they write a report saying thus and such is about to happen, but no real harm will come of it, they're not going to get funding. They're not going to get media attention. And so just over time, you know, professional corporate scientists want to come up with something saying, I predict this horrible thing will happen. And then they get their face in the newspapers. They get name recognition. They get to get bigger grants, whether it's, again, killer bees, geological disaster, colliding asteroids, the next big pandemic that's on the way. They understand that constantly ringing the alarm bells means bigger grant money coming into their coffers. And so there's kind of, you know, two overlapping agendas that feed into each other in this very incestuous relationship.
Right, right. But, yeah, and it is very bizarre. But, and not even them. Like, this week, within 3 days, Cliff High's half-past-human.com webbot project thing is going to be done, you know, with going out with a big poof, you know, because his global coastal event is pretty much probably not going to happen. So, and that will be all the tap dancing and excuses as to why that's the case.
Oh, you remember remember the Jehovah's Witnesses? You know, every few years they would predict the end of the world and God was coming, and finally they had to quit because they had so many failed predictions about that. Now they're saying it'll happen eventually, we just don't really know.
Well, Harold Camping's whole organization fell apart a couple years ago after that, and then the guy eventually sickened and died. But, yeah, I mean, he was kicked off the board of his own organization. So, like, yeah, I just think it's interesting whether we're being distracted with, you know, the latest, you know, hairstyle change of a starlet or the end of the world, they won't let us have moderation or remain focused on substantive matters that actually affect our day-to-day lives.
Well, you know, inside the corporate media, you know, there's this little joke that goes, if it bleeds, it leads, if it thinks, it stinks, and it betrays a very low opinion of the media-consuming audience. But absolutely, sensationalism drives the corporate media. They've become quite tabloid-esque in their presentations. And on the scientist side, again, you know, getting their face on the Discovery Channel for something will get them a lot of money and a lot of funding. And somebody in Congress will say, we must allocate funds to deal with whatever the hue and cry and scare happens to be. By the way, I'm glad you brought it up because I wanted to make a comment real quick. Glenn, we're going to let you go here because I want to talk a little bit about something that happened last year, and I commented on it at the time, and it was this TV show, Mermaids, the Body Found, and it was this very well-produced, fictional, and I emphasize that word, fictional, documentary about how these scientists think that they'd actually found proof that there really were mermaids in the ocean. It was very well done, very convincing. I remember I discovered it just changing channels on the TV, and I was looking at this, I said, is this real? And I did a little bit of digging. No, it was not real. It was completely fictional. And if you go to the Internet Movie Database and you look it up, you will see the cast, all the actors who played all these scientists in this whole thing, and they have a huge cast of visual effects people who made this whole thing work, and it was very convincing. And at the time, I pointed out this would have been an appropriate program to have on the Sci-Fi Channel. But what was very alarming is this was being shown on Animal Planet, which is supposed to be an educational, factual channel. More recently, it was being shown on Discovery Channel across the whole network. And apparently, a lot of people fell for this thing. And there was even people in the corporate media who didn't realize it was a hoax who was writing about, you know, oh, you know, mermaids may really exist. And it just went viral and was a huge, huge success. And so they just recently followed it up with a new one. Mermaid's the New Evidence, which I think is running on Discovery Channel right now, where they got the same actors back talking about, you know, their research into mermaids, and they've got all this footage from this coastal town in Israel where somebody videoed a mermaid, and the town has offered a $1 million reward for video proof of the mermaid, but this video wasn't clear enough in going back and forth. And because it's being presented, it's kind of a repeat of the Blair Witch Project, which was this fictional movie that supposedly documented the discovery of this evidence of somebody who went investigating this folk legend and got into trouble with, I guess, the Blair Witch is really what it was all about. And it was hugely successful, very inexpensively produced. And there's no question these mermaid shows are hugely successful, but they are a fraud. Wikipedia describes it as a docufiction, a pseudo-documentary. And they come out every once in a while. I remember seeing one where they were very seriously proving that the Earth really was flat and the Earth only looks round from space because of atmospheric distortion. It was a big joke. It was out on April Fool's Day. But the danger with this show is, I'm sure, you know, they made a lot of money off of this thing. It's hugely sensational. But it's an outright fraud. And the way it was presented and the networks on which it was presented convinced a lot of people it was absolutely real. And, of course, this, when you realize it is all gigantic hoax, it's going to remind you that the corporate media is going to put out these very expensively produced shows to convince you that this is real or that is real. And I shouldn't be too critical on Discovery Channel for running this, because they also run shows about chasing ghosts and hunting Bigfoot and all the rest of that, because sensationalism gets people to come on in and tune into their channel, and that's really the game of it. But it does remind you that it's all on the corporate media level. It's driven by profit and audience. And there's no law that says they have to be telling you the truth about any of these things. And again, these shows about the mermaids, they're fun to watch. They're very well done. But you do need to remember, they are a complete fraud. It is a work of fiction. It would have been more appropriate to put it on the Sci-Fi Channel. I think it shows a reckless disregard for their audience that these were broadcast on channels that purport to be educational channels. And apparently, you know, if you go out and you look at YouTube, it just sparked this whole mermaid craze of people who are now convinced mermaids are real, and there is absolutely no evidence about it at all. And it's a very clever blend of real footage of beached whales from the sonar, and some real scientific phenomenon like the bloop signal. That's a real thing. You can go out and find that on the web. But the rest of it is just carefully crafted fiction around a few scant pieces of evidence that can be interpreted multiple ways. And it is a reminder to us all that you ought to take everything coming out of the corporate media with a huge, huge grain of salt. Somebody may be serving an agenda, they may be selling you a product, or they just may be having a lot of fun and hoping to make a lot of money with a very sensational story here. So anyway, I wanted to mention that because I had commented on this a year ago when the first of the two shows came out, that I thought it was very, that the corporate media was actually damaging itself. Animal Planet was damaging itself, having this work of fiction being presented as a real documentary that they'd found proof of mermaids. And it is, again, go ahead and watch it. It's a lot of fun. It is very well made. It's very, very slick. They had a really good budget, and their artists did a really good job, but it is a fake. Now then, moving on to other fakes and frauds and other such things. Apparently, Michelle Bachmann is calling it quits. She's not going to run for re-election. She issued a video press release. We have it linked to the front page of whatreallyhappened.com. And she goes to great lengths to say that this has got absolutely nothing to do with various scandals of which she's accused, and it's got nothing whatsoever to do with her concerns that she cannot beat the challenger that she's coming up with. She's just decided that she's been in government long enough, and she's stepping away. And Michelle doesn't look like the kind of person that steps away unless she basically wants something unpleasant not to surface, which is very often how politicians will resign campaigns, is somebody's got something on them here. All right, I want to get into the situation in Syria. That is ramping up rather intensely. It is fraught with all kinds of peril for us all, not just the Syrian people. So we're going to take a break for some commercials here. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about all the weapons flowing into Syria, the lifting of the EU arms embargo, not that it was really effective, all the things that are going on, and the new dimension between Israel and Russia. We will be right back.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
The free and independent states of America were born July 4, 1776. The 56 delegates signed the Declaration of Independence. Congress ordered it engrossed, sent to the several assemblies, conventions, committees, councils of safety, and several commanding officers of the Continental Army. After the war, several nations traded with the free United States of America. Any agency, officer, or employee acting as if the declaration were void or obsolete is without the right and the consent. They place themselves as an equal to the Creator and are warring with Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution and with the people. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Leroy lives in a cardboard box down by the Mission Bell, where saints refuse to go and the sinners wish him well. Forced to carry his own cross while we drive nails in his coffin, you might say it is routine. It happens far too often. Decorated soldier, veteran of the war, who would have thought that he would be among the sick and poor? The preacher man wags his head while the rich man turns away. His mother looks on weeping, teardrops of blood are falling.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And we're talking about the situation in Syria. They're just trying to find some way to get this war going in a manner where the people of the United States of America and the people of the world aren't going to say, oh, come on now. We've had enough of these. Now, it turns out that despite the supposed European Union embargo on weapons to the hired mercenary army in Syria, video news coverage coming out of the area shows these rebels in possession of NATO weapons that are getting in there. And the Syrian rebels apparently near the Israel border is stealing from the United Nations. They stole 2 armored trucks from the United Nations. It's not a good way to get the support of the world body on your side here. Now, as we all know, John McCain went to Turkey and snuck across the border into Syria, where he's holding some kind of a confab with the hired mercenary army, many of whom are Al-Qaeda. Now, frankly, McCain was a huge supporter of the National Defense Authorization Act, which says any American aiding or assisting Al-Qaeda can be waterboarded and thrown in Guantanamo. So I think it's time to send McCain down there. He basically committed an illegal entry. Iran is condemning what McCain is doing. Lindsey Graham actually tweeted that if McCain doesn't come back, he wants John McCain's office, which is a tacky thing to say, but I think it was done to keep public awareness on the fact that McCain is in Syria. This was supposed to be a secret trip, but it's leaked all over. It's no secret. It's practically being broadcast. And now Lindsey Graham is sort of upping the ante with this rather tacky comment about wanting McCain's office. So what I think is going on here is McCain is grandstanding. He may not accomplish anything of any tangible result. He's over there to get headlines, and that tells us he's considering taking another shot at the White House in 2016, going up against Hillary or Biden, depending upon how the Benghazi scandal breaks loose. Meanwhile, the United States is preparing plans for a no-fly zone over Syria, which already exists much in fact because of those Patriot batteries set up along two borders of Syria, which already allow the U.S. to interdict aircraft over most of the Syrian airspace. But now they're going to make it official. We've got a no-fly zone here, which is always a prelude to an invasion. Now, Russia has deployed a major radar system to Armenia in order to detect and, if necessary, guide interdiction efforts on a U.S.-Israel strike on Iran from the north. Russia is sending a very clear message here that our government just doesn't want to hear. Maybe they're taking too many of those SSRIs, and they still think the world operates the way they imagine and believe it does. And they seem to show a tremendous disconnect for what's going on out in the real world here. But Russia is already getting ready to basically move to protect Iran. They're trying to basically talk everybody out of any more escalations here. Putin is the only adult in the room when it comes to world leaders right now. Everybody else is acting like spoiled children, especially in Israel. Now, Israel is now warning that if Russia tries to send these S-300 missile systems to Syria, and they're going to have to send them by ship, they're too heavy to deploy by cargo plane. I don't know, maybe that Condor could take them one at a time. But what Israel is saying, they will subject any Russian transport ships in the Mediterranean to attack, including a potential ballistic missile attack. Moshe Yaalon is out there saying, we know what to do if Syria gets the S-300 from Russia here. Sure, Yaalon, send Israeli warplanes to bomb an air defense system specifically designed and deployed to shoot down Israeli warplanes. That's going to prove extremely colorful. But they're making all this belligerent talk here. The defense minister is threatening to attack the Russian ships in international waters in the Mediterranean. And I'd like to remind Israel of something they're probably not thinking about right now. We are not talking about a humanitarian aid flotilla with ships full of coloring books and crayons and medical supplies. We're talking about Russian warships with escorts who are capable of fighting back. Of course, Israel doesn't mind if they get into war with Russia. They'll just stand back and say, hey, you Americans, come fight the Russians for us. Sort of goad both sides on until Russia and the United States destroy each other in a mutual nuclear exchange, and then Israel say, ah, we're a nuclear power, we control the Middle East oil, and we control the world through the oil. Israel would love it if the United States and Russia gets into a war with each other. It would be absolutely wonderful from their point of view. We're going to take a break for some commercials. Join us on the air, and we will be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit. The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Now, Avigdor Lieberman is over there in Israel screaming that Iran has a nuclear bomb, Syria has chemical weapons, Hezbollah has rockets, the Axis, that's how he's describing them now. They've crossed all the red lines. It's time for war. We've got to go full metal to the pedal, rock and roll, full tilt, boogie afterburner into destruction on all of these other countries here. Of course, what's going on is Avigdor Lieberman is in the middle of his trial for corruption. He's looking at serious, serious jail time. And so he's going to be out there pushing for a war because he wants everybody to forget all about the political corruption, the same way that Obama is pushing to escalate the wars because he wants everybody to forget about Triplegate. That's how politicians work. You get into trouble you can't get out of, start a war someplace. That'll distract them. They're all morons out there in the voting, tax-paying public. We can bamboozle them anytime we want. Well, that doesn't work anymore here in the age of the Internet, which is, of course, why Obama's out there hemming and hawing about, well, the Internet is the cause of all these problems. And the subtext of that is, we can't lie to them anymore. If we can't lie, how do we rule? How do we control them? What he's really saying there. Interesting article came out of Press TV basically saying the U.S. government fears its own population, and they do. We'll be talking about that a little bit more when I recap on the Kokesh announcement from last night here. Meanwhile, interesting story came out of Israel. A group of Israeli and Palestinian businessmen have united to try and pressure the government of Israel to say it's time for all of this illegal settlements and all this other stuff to stop. Let's set up a two-state solution so we can conduct our business. Peace through commerce, peace through trade. Unfortunately, Israel has controlled their people so long with constant war and constant fear and constant terror. That's a position the Israeli government is not going to look on with a great deal of sympathy. They need discord. They need upset to keep their people under control, because for all the billions and billions of dollars, you sound like Carl Sagan here, billions and billions of tax dollars vanishing into the black hole of Tel Aviv. The ordinary Israeli people, they're having a real hard time of it. As hard as we are here in America, where is all this money going? The people of Israel are protesting and rioting over just how terrible their economy is. Why? Well, because Israel also has a privately owned central bank issuing the public currency as a loan at interest. Doesn't get more obvious than that. And we're starting to see all these little hoaxes and deceptions trying to keep people in line here, whether it was Boston or Sandy Hook or the rest of it. And the corporate media is making a big deal over the fact that somebody detonated a dry ice bomb in a trash can at Disneyland in Anaheim. Now, the last time my wife and I tried to go to Disneyland, the guests were getting the total TSA treatment. You know, pat down, look in your belt pouches and camera bags and the rest of it. We actually just changed our mind, said, we can't do this. We're not going to have a good time in there if we're treated like POWs getting in and out. We literally got out of line, went back, got our car, and went over to Knott's Berry Farm, where they're still a little bit more mellow about that sort of thing here. But knowing how intense the scrutiny for guests getting into the park is, I don't think anybody walked in from the guest parking lot carrying a block of dry ice. So this is an inside job. Probably somebody who works there who's a little bit unhappy over working for such a Mickey Mouse outfit and probably thinking their supervisor is goofy, just grab some dry ice, put it in a bottle, put it in a trash can, create a little bit of noise, and they're fanning it up in the media like this is some kind of a terror attack, and it really isn't. Now, a story I was just seeing on the corporate media during the last commercial break. The Fort Hood shooting. Remember this Fort Hood shooting? It's been blamed on this Major Nidal Hassan. Convenient Muslim, we can blame it all on. Now, the story we got from people inside Fort Hood itself was that shooting actually occurred when some soldiers who had just returned from the war zone and thought they were going to be mustered out, honorably discharged, go back to real life, were informed because of stop loss they were being redeployed yet again, resulted in an argument, resulted in a shooting. It was a mutiny. But you can't tell the public, and you certainly can't tell the rest of the rank and file military, that some soldiers are at the point of shooting their commanding officers over all these repeated deployments, way beyond the original commitment they signed up for. So they pinned it on this Major Nidal Hassan. They're saying, oh, he's the villain, he's the villain. He's coming up for trial. They've been delaying it as long as they can. The new spin is that Major Nidal Hassan is not going to be allowed to testify on the stand. The excuse being it will give him a platform to spew his Muslim hate and so forth. Basically, it's going to give him a platform to get up there and say, I've been framed. I didn't do it. So they're going to have a kangaroo court trial and say, oh, yes, he's guilty. Just take our word for it. We're the U.S. government. We would never lie to you about anything. Now then, over in Pravda, and I got to tell you, you know, when I was a little kid and I grew up at the height of the Cold War, when we were all being brainwashed to wet ourselves when we heard the word commie, I never in my life thought I would be looking at Pravda as a new source of serious concern, but they are. And they have this very interesting article about how Western experts are actually a weapon of mass destruction. And they're talking about an individual, John Fried, has just come out with a book saying, looking at all the time the experts were wrong and how they're wrong more often than right. They're supposed to be the experts. We're all told they're the experts. They have all kinds of gold plaques and things on the wall to convince us we should listen to those people. And they come out completely wrong, whether it's about economics, medicine, engineering global warming. And the reality is very simple what's going on here. Most of these experts are wrong because they're not being paid to report what's really going on, whether it's climate or the economy or medicine, but to craft illusions under the imprimatur of an independent expert to support the political agenda of whoever's signing their paychecks. Just like you had climate scientists promoted and supported the global warming hoax in exchange for funding, economists write theoretical papers which justify banker greed without ever challenging the orthodoxy of private central banking. That's why John Maynard Keynes is such a hero and quoted everywhere. He supports the agenda that Margaret Mead, who wrote Coming of Age in Samoa, the book has been proven a complete hoax, but she's still lionized by the liberal establishment because her book justifies this idea that if they completely re-engineer the human experience, they will re-engineer the human mind. And that doesn't work. So these reports by these hired experts don't represent reality. It represents more highly paid for wishful thinking. Very expensive and very well presented wishful thinking, but it's still wishful thinking. I had another term when I wrote this on my website. And again, go back and look at that mermaid show. They can put together a very convincing presentation that something is real when it is not. And they did that not just for the mermaids, but for all this global warming stuff. Look at all the TV shows that got budgets and funding on National Geographic Channel and Discovery Channel and Science Channel and all these other supposedly education channels, and they were pushing a political agenda. They weren't really teaching people what was going on in the world. They were pushing an agenda under the guise of being an unbiased, objective educational channel. And so Pravda is absolutely right. You should not be listening to these declared, promoted experts. They're simply set dressing. They're the cast that is anointed and presented as an expert, so you'll listen to them when they tell you a lot of complete, absolute nonsense here. Now, speaking of economic misguesses, the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development is saying that Europe remains a threat to the world economy, which is absolutely true. Europe is sinking under the European Central Bank's practice of issuing the euro, all euros, in circulation as a loan at interest, which by design creates more debt than money with which to pay that debt. And that's why Europe is sinking. And everybody's trying as hard as they can to find a way out of the mess without actually admitting the core problem. Nobody's being paid to say there's a problem with private central banking. They're all being paid to say, oh, it's because workers are lazy and they spend too much time on vacation and they spend too much money on their own luxuries. And if we just cut spending to them, all will be well. No, it won't. They're all delaying tactics, and not one of them has the courage to stand up and say the problem is the private central bank itself. Nobody's paying for anybody to stand up and say that. I'm doing it right now for free. But the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development has again slashed its forecast for the 17 European Union countries that use the euro. They're drowning in debt over there. And because of our global economy, when one area goes into trouble, it drags the rest of the world down with it. With regard to the United States of America, the exposure is through those credit default swaps sold by Wall Street against Europe's debt. This is why Bernanke is printing up $1 trillion U.S. dollars to give to the European banks to keep them solvent. Because if any of them collapse, the purchasers of those credit default swaps are going to start pounding on the doors of Wall Street and say, got to pay up. You sold us this insurance policy on Europe's debt. Europe is in collapse. We got to get our money. And the estimated total exposure of Wall Street to Europe's debt is $90 trillion. And because credit default swaps are not regulated like regular insurance, Wall Street has not maintained cash reserves to make good on these credit default swaps. So they're going to have to do one of two things. They're either going to have to come back to the government and say, we need another bailout, you got to make the American people cover the losses, or Ben Bernanke will just, you know, put turbochargers on those motors on the printing presses and just print up a big, huge pile of ink and paper and say, here, there's your money. Are you happy now? And, of course, that will completely destroy the value of the dollar. Japan is in trouble. Their bond market has hit limit down several times over the last few weeks, where people are trying to get out of them. And that's going to come here to the United States of America, because investors are starting to understand there is a treasury bond bubble in the United States of America. More treasury bonds have been issued than there are Americans able to make good on those, because those treasury bonds are backed by your future slave labor. That's what a treasury bond is, a promise by the U.S. government to take work product from you in the form of taxes for which nothing of value is returned to you, the people, and give that work product to whoever bought that treasury bond, which more and more is the Federal Reserve itself, because foreign purchasers of treasury bonds are already in the Al-Qaeda. Over in Spain, their Bankia is in serious trouble. They tried to do a second stock offering. It absolutely cratered. A lot of people angry over there. In fact, there was a police officer stabbed one of the bankers who sold him some shares in Bankia. And a lot of the investors in Bankia, they're absolutely clobbered by this decline. Now, I want to talk a little bit about gold, because it's becoming obvious to everybody that something very underhanded is going on there. The Singapore and Indian gold brokers are sold out of physical metal. Shanghai still has physical. Their volume of physical trade has surged 55%. Everybody's buying, and the problem is nobody is selling. They all understand you got to hang on to it now. And because so many institutions are working so hard to keep gold prices down, this is your opportunity. Go over to Republic Trading Group. Get yourself around. Get yourself a coin. Every little tiny bit is going to be wealth preservation. I don't look at gold as an investment. Some people do. But it preserves wealth, because as the dollar declines in value, that gold does not. The Belgian Central Bank has now admitted 10% of their gold reserves that are supposed to be in their vaults are out on loan to somebody. And it's kind of a little double shuffle that they do there, because when a central bank loans or leases their physical gold out, they still show it on their inventory as in their possession. Yes, we have 100 tons of gold. Some of it's, you know, out loaned, but we'll get it back somewhere. But they may not be able to do that, because of all these gold future contracts that are being put out there to keep the price of gold down. And now the majors are beginning to ask some important questions. Over at Forbes, they had a story. Somebody's messing with the gold market. Gee, Forbes, you think? And Forbes is basically going on there looking at the physical trade and the paper trade, and basically saying that the paper trade is committing to deliver gold that just simply does not exist. And they're now pointing the finger of machinations at the U.S. government for taking the gold that belongs to the American people and putting it onto the market to cover the gold futures contracts. The U.S. government is taking your gold. It's your property. The U.S. government is supposed to be holding 8,000 tons of the American people's gold, and Forbes is saying it looks like the U.S. government has already taken half that and put it out on the market to cover the gold futures contracts to try and suppress the price of gold. So now Forbes is noticing. This is no longer a topic for those wacko, fringy, conspiracy websites like WhatReallyHappened.com. Forbes is now asking these questions. Over at Real Currencies, and they're saying, why is gold not rising? And they come back to the same thing we've been saying. It is the vast amount of these paper gold contracts out there that is crushing gold prices down, even as people are aware all those contracts cannot be satisfied. And we've been seeing over the last few weeks how all these brokerages and investment firms that trade in physical gold and these gold futures contracts, as the contracts come due, they're having to sell for the cash equivalent, which really doesn't make a lot of sense. When somebody buys a futures gold contract, they want the gold. And they understand that all these brokerages have to do is go to the central bank and print up more of that ink and paper stuff. And they say, here's a stack of ink and paper. It's just as good as the gold you were supposed to get. And no, it isn't, because as they print up more of that ink and paper to make good on these gold contracts, the ink and paper becomes less and less valuable. It's a losing situation. You may get the current cash equivalent of your gold, but that cash is going to be declining in value, whereas your physical gold would not. I am surprised we are not seeing lawsuits for breach of contract yet. And I understand these brokerages are paying a huge premium. It's cash equivalent plus something like 20% to try and buy off the investor's anger. But that's not going to last forever. Now, over at Investment Watch blog, Bill Black is out there saying that the U.S. economic system is so flawed, fraud is guaranteed. It's the only way it can keep working, which we've been saying as well. Going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Call me U.S. Steel, 21st Century Fox Soundbite. Who gives a damn what's true or false, long as it leans to the right. Add a token liberal, pretend I'm fair, a bimbo for some sex appeal. I'm busy oiling up the corporation wheel, and they call me.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And as I was mentioning before over at Investment Watch blog, Bill Black is out there saying our economic system in the United States is so flawed that fraud is mathematically guaranteed. Now, I'm not sure where he is coming to that conclusion, But common sense has to tell you, when you are enslaved to a private central bank, issuing the public currency as a loan at interest, and the debt piles up faster than the available money with which to pay that debt, sooner or later, everybody is so pinched for cash, they start cutting corners. They lower the quality of their products and services. And eventually, they are pushed into committing acts of fraud to get by, merely to survive. And so even without any complex mathematical equations, we understand that private central banking drives its subjugated population into fraud and criminality. Like that state Supreme Court judge just got sent to jail for bank fraud. Private central banking is destroying our humanity. We live our lives, the only priority in our life is I got to get more of that ink and paper stuff to pay this rapidly expanding debt. And so it's absolutely true. Meanwhile, over, again, Investment Watch blog, they're pointing out the fact that the reason Wall Street is running rampant over America and the Federal Reserve is running rampant is most of the financial legislation under consideration by Congress was actually written by the bank's own lobbyists. And we've seen this happen before. We saw it happen with Obamacare, where the industries will write their own laws. They will hand the already written bill to a member of Congress along with a big fat campaign check. And that congressman says, yes, we must pass this bill to do whatever. And they get their money and the corporations get their money and the nation suffers. And you need to understand something when I talk about the long view or the overview of what's best for the nation. That's the job the federal government is supposed to be taking care of, and they're not. But certainly when you have private corporate interests writing legislation, by default, they're not thinking what's good for the nation. They're not thinking what's good for the nation over the long term. They're thinking about maximizing their profits before the next quarterly report to the shareholders, and that's all they're thinking about. And that's how they will write these laws. And they will campaign donate, which is a polite word for bribe, to members of Congress to get the bill passed. And that's kind of where we are right now. All right, let's see. We're going to grab a phone call here. Thomas in Calmexico, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, what's up, man? I'm actually not like an avid listener, but I'm always, you know, I'm a truck driver, so I listen to a lot of different stuff. But basically, I was looking at your website and saw you guys were like against Adam Kokesh's, you know, the march on D.C.
Yes.
And I listen to Alex Jones as well as liberal, just because I like to be well-versed in something I really don't know about, so I listen to all sides of it.
Okay, Thomas, I'm going to put you on hold. Do not hang up the phone. When we come back from station identification, I want you to continue, okay? We'll be right back.